March 31st, 1901. Inconstancy and volubility. This morning, feeling all embittered, I saw myself still so bad that I almost did not dare to go in search of my highest and only good. But the Lord, looking not at my miseries, still deigned to come, telling me, "My daughter, is it me that you want? Well then, I have come to cheer you. Let us be together, but let us remain in silence." After staying for some time, he transported me outside of myself, and I saw that the church was celebrating the Day of the Palms. And Jesus, breaking the silence, told me, "How much volubility, how much inconstancy! Just as today they cried out, 'Hosanna,' proclaiming me as their king, another day they cried out, 'Crucify him, crucify him.'" My daughter, the thing that displeases me the most is inconstancy and volubility, because this is the sign that the truth has not taken possession of these souls. Even in things of religion, it may be that they find their satisfaction, their own convenience and interest, or that they just find themselves in that party. But tomorrow these things may be missing, or they may find themselves involved in other parties. And here is how they deviate from religion, and with no regret they give themselves to other sects. Indeed, when the true light of truth enters a soul and takes possession of a heart, she is not subject to inconstancy. On the contrary, she sacrifices everything for love of it, and to let herself be mastered by it alone. And with unconquered heart, she despises everything else which does not belong to the truth. And while saying this, he cried over the condition of the present generation, worse than in those times, subject to inconstancy, according to wherever the winds blow.